Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day. We're getting all kinds of free fertilizer coming down if you live in New England. Not a lot, just a, you know, a couple of inches, just enough to let you know that winter is still there. But what I want you to do is open the door and yell out, you've got 3 weeks and spring is here. So give me your best shot now, because in 3 weeks, it's over for all this snow. Daylight savings time is in 2 weeks. And if you live in southern New England, today's the last day for the Rhode Island Flower Show. And it's a beautiful flower show. If you're looking for something to do, it's right off of the main road and right in downtown Providence, right off of 95. So if you want a sign that spring is here, Rhode Island Flower Show, today's the last day, get down and enjoy it. It will be great for you. Let's go to the phone lines. Dawn, who's up first this hour?
Of course, we have Pat from Maine, who has a question about the ice dams.
Pat, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I had terrible ice dams this winter, and 22 bags of calcium carbonate was spread on the roof. Ooh. Now, I don't have gutters, so all that salt has gone right into my flower beds. Do I need to neutralize this salt? And what do I do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The best thing for you to do is as soon as you see that the snow is really beginning to melt where the drip line of your house is, go to your garden center, feed and grain store, hardware store, and you want gypsum, garden gypsum. It comes in a powder form or a liquid. The garden gypsum, you just spread it on the ground. If you're going to use the powder, the liquid, you put it in a bottle sprayer and you spray it. It will open up the ground so that the April showers will wash the salt out of that ground faster. If you don't get that salt out of that soil, and you put in those little seedlings with the really tender roots, it's either going to burn the root of the plant or slow it down so that it doesn't grow very fast. So garden gypsum. And you can buy it in a liquid form. It's a great product, and it will do a wonderful job. But all of the garden centers will have either the liquid or the powder. I like the powder if you have a real large area to do and you can't reach it with your hose. But if you can reach it with your hose, the liquid will give you results a lot faster. So give that a try. But it will make a big, big difference. The other place to put it, we've had a lot of snow in New England, and a lot of places have had snow this year. Garden gypsum, if you put it on the side of the road where the snowplow has been dumping the snow all year, you know, they've been sanding the roads, the salt has built up, and that's why the grass always dies from the street in the first 4, 5, 6 feet. And if you can put down some gypsum, it will flush the salt out of the root zone faster, less damage to the grass and the plants. And if you've got big trees and you're noticing that the trees have got some dead branches, that's the result of salt damage. Get some garden gypsum. It will make a big difference. John, who's up next?
Up next, this is Elizabeth from Cape Cod, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my question.
My pleasure.
I have a hydrangea, blue hydrangea bush, which has gotten out of control a little bit, and I'm wondering about either dividing it and or trimming it down somehow. I know I don't want to do it before it blossoms, but what about dividing it?
You can. Hydrangea is a multi-stem plant, and it's a plant that you can split it in two or three pieces. And the time to do it is while it's still dormant. So in early to mid-April, when the snow's melted, the ground has thawed, the birds are beginning to arrive, that should be one of your priorities, is to get in there. And what you can do, you can, I mean, if the plant is like 4 feet tall, and last year, for some reason, the hydrangeas, they just exploded. I've never seen so much growth on hydrangeas as I did last year. And what's going to happen is they're going to put on another 6 inches or more. Now they're going to get top heavy and they're going to start falling. So what you can do is definitely prune them back. And you don't have to prune back every single branch. If you were to cut back every other branch by a third, that would make a difference. So if it's 4 feet tall, on your tallest branches, take a foot or 18 inches off of those, and that new growth will come in. It will be lower in the plant, and then when the new growth begins to form, and the flower buds begin to form on the plant, if you see that there are some tall branches with no buds on them, whack them back. If there's no flower buds by the middle to the end of June and your plant is really, really tall, cut it back. Don't be scared. Say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. It will force it to bush out, and you'll be able to control the height of the plant. And that's any non-blooming branch at that time of the year. I'm doing this for your own good. And remember, if you use an acid fertilizer, a fertilizer designed for rhododendrons, azaleas, Mount Laurel, that will give your hydrangea a bluer color. If you put lime, you'll make it more on the pink coloration. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Don from Maine, who has a question about oregano and basil.
Don, good morning. It sounds like we're going to do a little bit of cooking today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Basil and oregano, new to the herb garden. What are special tips?
Okay. Oregano is a perennial, so it's going to come back every year. And oregano will spread a good 2 feet in diameter. So give it some room. It will come back year after year. Very, very hardy. A wonderful plant. Sun all day. The more you can give it, the better it's going to grow. It will take some partial shade, but the more sun that you can give it, the better it's going to grow for you. Condition the soil at the time of planting. Compost, animal manure. If your soils are sandy, put down a product called Soil Moist. And Soil Moist looks like sugar, like rock salt. and it's what they put in babies' diapers so that they don't leak. And in a sandy soil, this soil moist will cut back your watering by 50%. You may see some of the potting soils, like Miracle-Gro potting soil. You're going to see where it says on it, water saver. They have put soil moist in the bag so that you don't have to water as often. It's a great product, and it will help you a great deal. Basil. The more sun, the better. And the thing with basil, pick often. Try and prevent the plant from making flowers, because if it makes blooms and flowers, it stops growing. Its goal is to make blooms that will make seed for next year. So if you break off the flowers, you keep cutting, drying, freezing. Go to my website, paulparent.com. Click on Garden Topics, and there's a story that I wrote about how to care for herbs as far as growing and saving. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guide and Call. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. We have a weekly newsletter. Comes out every single Thursday. And if you have a computer, just go to my website, paulparent.com, P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, paulparent.com. At the top of the website, it says newsletter. Just click on it, put in your email address, hit submit, and every Thursday you will get a newsletter. Now, while you're there, just click on this past week's newsletter. There's a story about how to grow strawberries. A beautiful summer flowering tree called Stewardia, and a house plant that will tolerate full hot sun all day long where nothing else will grow, called a donkey's tail. It's a hanging basket plant, very unusual. It looks like a plant covered with jelly beans. And every Thursday you'll get it for free. So go to paulparent.com. While you're there, you're going to see where it says Garden Topics. If you click on Garden Topics, there's a whole list of stories that I have written. There is a place with seed catalogs. There's like 50 different seed catalogs that you can go directly to. There is a place on herbs, on how to grow them and how to preserve them, whether you dry them, freeze them, jar, or whatever. So there's a lot of information, so go to it when you get a chance. But if you need some help, call right now, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is David from Kennebunk, who has a question about a supertunia.
David, good morning, neighbor.
Hi, Paul.
Good morning, David. Hi, how are you?
Doing good, how are you? I have some supertunias every year that I like to put in the ground in front of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And they get real leggy, even though I'm pinching them off and deadheading them. And, you know, every year I drive by the Kennebunk Savings Bank, and they have these petunias that are bushes, and I'm wondering how to get them like that.
Okay. Now, there are different types of super tunias. Now, the ones that you're growing, are they more of a ground cover when you plant them in the ground, or do they mound up?
They're ground cover. They just go like vines.
Okay. Then you want a different variety of super tunias. Now, the first thing that you want to do is, when you put them in the ground, pinch them back. The very first thing, break about an inch of the tip of every single branch. That will increase the amount of new shoots that will come out of the middle, and that will give you more of a mound effect. Okay? So pinch them back. The other thing that you can do, that particular plant is grown by cuttings. So what you can do, buy the plant, and if it's kind of running around and it's leggy, pinch them back, take a couple of inches, put them in the ground, take the 2 to 3 inch pieces that you have broken off the plant, dip the ends in some rooting powder, push them in the ground, and keep them nice and moist, and they will root and make brand new plants for you. The greenhouse grower has to have a license to do that. You, as a homeowner, do not have to have a license because you're not selling them. They are a patented plant. So when you buy them, pinch them back. I don't care what they look like. Pinch them back. It will increase the amount of shoots developing from the center of the plant. Root all of those cuttings. And what I will do, I'll make a note. And I will give you some names of the mounding varieties rather than the cascading. And I'll do that for the newsletter for this week. Super tunias, bush or ground cover. Great suggestion, David. Thank you.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap Seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you're looking out the window and it's snowing where you are, think spring, 21 days away. It's going to stop. You've got to think positive. The snow will stop. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Judy from Cape Cod, who has a question about some grasses.
Judy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. I had a question on how to divide grasses, because it just seems they're so tough. You can't even divide them with a shovel. Is there a way to divide grasses?
I'll tell you, I love the big ornamental grasses. And the only way that you can do it is if some of these are really tough, as you said, you can't even put a shovel in it. And I have some of those varieties that call, some of them are called miscanthus. They're tall growing, and they're just like a solid mass of roots. What I do is, as soon as the snow is over, cut the grass down to about a foot. Dig up the whole clump. Get as, you know, a good sized root ball with it. But dig it out of the ground. You may have to go like a foot away from the main stems of the grass and just jump on the shovel and cut a circle all the way around it. And then you'll probably be able to pop it right out of the ground. But get it out of the ground. lay it on its side, and what I do is I take a hatchet or an axe, and I'll just cut it right in half with the axe or the hatchet. And if it's a big clump, I cut each of the half pieces in half again. So now I've got four plants. And then I replant, I put some compost in the ground, work it in well, and replant, and they'll do very well. Ornamental grasses are grown that way. They are divided every single year from the nurseries. So don't be scared. If your ornamental grasses are getting too big, dig them up. Take the hatchet, a machete, anything like that, and you can actually chop them up. But, you know, make sure that the piece has top and roots in each of the pieces, and they'll do very well for you. Once they've been in the ground 3 or 4 years, that clump has probably grown to be a foot or more in diameter. So dig it up, divide it, and within 3 years, each clump that you'd made will be the same size. So it's a great way of increasing the amount of plants. But you have to say to yourself, I'm the boss. You're getting too big. And I'm going to do what's needed. So dig it up, get out that hatchet, and just say, I'm the boss. Bang! And cut it into pieces, replant, but condition the soil when you put it back in and put it at the same level in the ground as it was before you took it out of the ground. And again, do it early in the year before the new growth has developed. And usually April is a good month to divide ornamental grasses. Great question. Thank you, Judy. Don, who's up next? Don?
Oh, up next, okay. This is Liana from Newport, Rhode Island, who has a question about Amanda Villa.
Liana, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Hi, I have two questions. I have heard you talk about Mandeville.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And also I have a passion flower plant. Now, the Mandeville, I heard you talk, but I was driving, didn't write down the notes. Now, it flowered. Sometime I had maybe 40 blossoms on that plant. It was unbelievable. I brought it in my son's room, which is a little cooler than the house, and it's doing very well, no flower now, but there are a lot of new vines that are going all over the wall. May I cut it down, Paul?
Yes, you can. You can cut it back because, see, it's still early, and it will produce some new growth, and that way you can control the size of your plant. Now, both passion flower and Mandevilla will make the flower buds on the new growth that develops on the plant. Now, the problem is this. They're not blooming now because the day is too short. They are considered a long day plant. And they will bloom when the days get longer. Traditionally, during June, July, August, September, sometimes into October. Plants like a poinsettia or a chrysanthemum are short day plants, and that's why you only see chrysanthemums blooming in the fall when your days get short. Christmas cactus, short day plant. Poinsettia, short day plant, blooms in the fall and winter months. So your plant is a long day plant. Marigolds, impatiens, zinnias, petunias, snapdragons are long day plants. So cut it back, feed it, and where you made the cut, two new branches should develop. So the really, really long ones, cut those back harder. And one thing that really does help with the mandevilla, if you really want it to take off and bloom, what I would do is repot them when you put them outside in the spring into a container a couple of inches larger than it is right now. And by repotting it, it gives it more room for the roots to develop, more energy. And both the passion flower and mandevilla, when that sun gets hot and bright, if you can feed it something like Osmocote, so that every time you water, it gets fed, the more you feed it, the more it's going to bloom. Okay? So cut it back. It will bush out, and it will prepare for the arrival of spring 3 weeks from today. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Don, who's up next?
Up next, this is Lenore from Massachusetts, who has a question about a Christmas cactus.
Lenore, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a Christmas cactus that I repotted a couple years ago because it was root-bound and the roots were starting to come out the bottom of the pot. Since then, we haven't seen one bud.
Oh.
And I was wondering what I can do or what I'm not doing to get it
okay.
to blossom again, because it used to be just covered with blossoms.
Tell me where it grows and what you do to the plant.
Okay. It grows, well, in the summertime, I put it out on our deck, which has a canopy over it, so it's in direct sunlight.
Okay.
And it stays out there all summer. And I bring it in, and then I put it into our dining room, and it's in the corner. Maybe it's not getting enough light. I don't know. And I water it usually once a week with a plant fertilizer in the water, and that's about it.
Okay. Now, a couple things I'd like you to try this year. Put it outside like you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like for you to keep it outside as late as possible.
Okay.
And I want you to keep it outside until the soonest is when the kids go back to school in September.
Okay.
Christmas cactus is sensitive to two things. It's sensitive to the length of the day and to temperature. So that if you can keep it outside even into October, where it's getting cool nights, it's getting all of that dew on the foliage. And that way, when you bring it inside, it's a very dramatic change for the plant. You're going to see it's going to even come into the house. I have three different Christmas cactus. They stay, I have them in the front of my house because it gets sun until about 1, and from 1 o'clock until sunset, it's just bright light. And when they call for a frost, I put them in the porch so that the frost won't damage them. And then in the morning when I go to work, I put it outside where it stays for the rest of the day. If there's no threat of a frost, it stays outside. When I finally bring it in early October, it is going to depend on the season. Sometimes by the end of September, it's just freezing and you have to bring it in. But keep it outside as late into the season as possible. And the cold will trigger the hormones to go from vegetative to flowering. Now, when you bring it in the house, as long as it gets bright light, it will do fine. But what happens is this. Most people will put it in a room where they're going to watch, let's say, the 11 o'clock news. And if they're watching the news until 11 o'clock, that means that the lights are on until 11:30 or later. That makes the days long. And like we were talking about the mandevilla and the passion flower, the Christmas cactus is a short day plant. So that if you put it in a room that the overhead lights, the TV is on until 11:30, it's making the day to the plant seem longer. And that will keep it in the vegetative state, not the flowering state. Once the buds form, that's not a problem. So if you keep it outside late and you start to see buds forming, no problem. If you bring it in and there's no buds, it put it in a different room that when it gets dark, it stays dark. If you have a bedroom that is only there for company, you know, the kids have grown up, they've moved out, you now have an office or a spare bedroom, put it in there until you start to see visible buds. And then move it to the room that you want. And that way you can enjoy the Christmas cactus. Great question. Very, very good. Thank you. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Spring, 3 weeks away. Don't worry about the snow. It's free fertilizer for your garden. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next, this is Dolores from Massachusetts, who has a question about a petunia.
Dolores, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. I hope I'm not repeating a question. I know you were talking about petunias. My question is, and then I have a couple, and then I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Sure.
My flower boxes outside my house, I usually every year I want to pick a flower that lasts all summer. Last year I had geraniums, red geraniums, and they did well. But one year I had petunias coming out of my flower boxes. I don't know how they appeared, but obviously the seed or something had to be in there. And they were absolutely gorgeous. They bloomed all year. My question is, are there perennial petunias? And what my and each spring I like to do a different theme with colors. Like last year it was all red. This year I'd like to get, like, white and purple petunias. And after you answered the question whether I can get perennials, is how do I care for my flower boxes? And the third question is, when is the best time to plant them in my flower boxes that, of course, are outside? Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. There's no perennial petunia at this point, and I'm sure in the future we will have a perennial varieties. But the newer varieties of petunias that we have today are so much better, because I know when I first started getting interested in gardening and would do it for a living, you had regular petunias that were upright, and you had cascading petunias. And through hybridation, we now have what they call super petunias. And there are different varieties of the super petunias. And what makes it nice is the old-fashioned petunia, you had to deadhead, pick off the dead flowers. You were continuously cleaning. And when it was wet, showery and wet spells, it was a mess. The flowers rotted, they got all black, and it was a terrible job in cleaning. But the new varieties of petunias are self-cleaning. When the flower goes by, it does not make a seed pod. The flower falls. And the super tunas that you buy now, you don't buy them in a tray. You buy them as individual plants. And one of these super tunas will grow 2 foot by 2 foot. So if you've got a window box and it's 6 feet long, all you need are three super tunas in that window box, and it will fill it totally. What I would do is put three super tunas and in between them two of something else to give you color and foliage contrast. But the super tunas are the way to go, and if you can prune them on a regular basis, you rejuvenate the plant. It stimulates growth to come out of the center of the plant. They get bushier. They produce more and more blooms, and they do wonderful for you. Now, you don't plant the super tunas until the threat of frost is over. So that's going to be first to second week in May. If you try and get them in the ground before that, you run the risk of a frost. Unless you live south of Boston. South of Boston, traditionally, by May 1st, you can plant. Where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, I can't plant until the middle of May. If I was to live in Burlington, Vermont, or Presque Isle, then I have to wait until the third week of May, or maybe even a little bit longer. So have some patience. Condition the window box. And the one thing that's great, soil moist. It will cut your watering in half.